Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl takes advantage of our trip to New York and checks out the Guggenheim Museum. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, the BBC is facing criticism for altering a Humpty Dumpty cartoon for a recent broadcast. What did they change about the classic nursery rhyme?
What could they have changed? It's so cut and dry and put back together again.
Well, that's kind of the key right there.
He didn't get put back together again?
Oh, Paula, in Humpty Dumpty,
yes,
the classic nursery rhyme,
yes,
what happens at the end?
No one could put him back together
right
again.
Oh, so,
my heaven. Mm-hmm. You know what? We read the uplifting version.
Yes.
And Paula.
So does England.
I don't like to bum my children out.
You have a lot in common with the BBC, because in the uplifting version, what happens at the end?
They do put him back together,
yes,
again?
Yes, that's
see
what happened.
You know
that's
what?
Nice.
Specifically, in this version, all the king's horses and all the king's men, quote, made Humpty happy again.
Yes, that is correct.
Aww.
And Cinderella signs a prenup. So.
Well, critics called this change, quote, an unnecessary and outrageous piece of political correctness. The BBC said it was done for no other reason than to be, quote, creative and entertaining. We have the upcoming schedule for BBC's revised nursery rhyme series. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water and did so without injury. This is a great one. London Bridge is structurally sound. Structurally sound. And the great one where the three blind mice all get LASIK. So it works out.
You know what?
What?
Here's something that's always bothered me. Jack fell down and broke his crown.
Yes.
Well, what the hell happened to Jill? I don't get it.
She came tumbling after.
But why?
She saw him in
She's
front of her.
Supported.
I mean, she should have known better.
Jack fell.
Down.
And so Jill felt the need to throw herself. You see what I'm saying?
Well, this is why the single bullet theory makes no sense. Clearly the sniper couldn't have hit both of them. Not at the angle they were coming down the hill.
Absolutely.
If Jack's with me and he falls down, I say, I'll meet ya.
Paula, in response to a recent report issued by Britain's Society for the Prevention of Accidents, many municipal employees are now expected to comply with a set of safety rule guidelines for the proper use of what?
Ooh,
use and consumption, I should say, of what?
Use and consumption of chicken.
No, I'll give you a hint. They're trying to cut down, for example, on the wrist injuries you get when undoing an Oreo. Mm.
Use and consumption of junk food?
Not specifically, not junk food, but an Oreo.
Right, I know what an Oreo is.
What is an Oreo?
What is an Oreo? This is going to work for you.
Cookies?
Yes! Thank you.
You just gave her that.
So he didn't give it to me.
I mean, you had Oreo.
Yes, but I had to know that it was a cookie.
This is true.
We discussed this report when it came out a few months ago. The Society for the Prevention of Accidents put out a report. It claimed some 400 Britons are injured every year while eating cookies. These injuries, as we said, are caused by, quote, somebody falling over while reaching for a biscuit, unquote. And pets or wild animals attempting to seize the cookie. So in response to this report, local governments in Britain are supervising tea breaks for their employees, and they're offering cookie safety guidelines. Like, step one, do not place cookie in eye.
I do hope there are cookie safety seminars that you can take.
Man.
Online.
No, actually attend, you know.
Right.
Now we're going to open the tin.
I wish I could be involved in the study.
Yeah.
You know, where I continually ate cookies, and then they saw the kind of mistakes that somebody might make.
You know what I think happened?
There's many a slip there. I mean, especially in Britain, where they have an astounding variety of cookie shapes, sizes, and packaging methods.
You know what? Sometimes when I'm chewing the distinctive Bordeaux from Pepperidge Farm.
Those are deadly.
They're thick.
No, they break up into sharper pieces within my mouth.
Shards.
And I have
Bordeaux shards.
Shards, exactly. I have been gouged. You know what? I belong in England.
It happens everywhere, though. It's not just England. I mean, you know, you always hear people talking about that. Oh, the wound? Chips Ahoy, 66. Never seen anything like it.